Blog Talk Radio.
Goodstone, a spiritual relationship healing expert, helping men and women heal their bodies, their relationships, and their lives through love. Author of the book Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, and director of HealthyBabyBoomersNetwork.com. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter how old you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Today, I am speaking with Sonia Ames, who will share with us what she knows and has learned about creating and sustaining a healthy home and how that helps us to live a healthy life. Sonia's medical background is in the field of electroneurodiagnostics, real complex, and dates back over 20 years. Upon moving from Tennessee to Phoenix, Arizona, in the early 1990s, Sonia pursued natural healing techniques through massage therapy. She also specializes in healing modalities centered around energy dynamics, such as the neurolinguistics programming, emotionally focused therapy, lifeline technique, emotion code, and the Hawaiian healing method, Ho'oponopono. Sonia believes that the body possesses innate self-healing mechanisms and that healing begins with the mind. She practices Tai Chi daily and incorporates the six healing sounds as part of her daily health-enhancing routine. An avid hiker, she uses that time to center herself and create her day through visualization and affirmation. So I would like to welcome Sonia Ames.
Sonia, hi. Hi. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Happy to have you here. And I would like to start right away by asking you to tell us a little more about your background. It sounds very technical and scientific. You know, what has been your training and experience in the past and what has led to where you're at now?
Yes. Well, it's been a journey and it's been very rewarding. I started out over 20 years ago in Western medicine. And as I just progressed through the Western medicine, which was, it was really great. I mean, it still is. But I started suffering with debilitating symptoms. And you know, I really wasn't getting the relief through what we know as the Western medicine. So I decided to pursue massage therapy. And it was here that my eyes was really open to Eastern modalities. So I came to realize that the body has an innate ability to heal itself. And, you know, I do want to say here that, you know, the Western medicine has a place and it's very important. But at the same time, in my case and many other cases, there are natural solutions. So this has led me to continually want to know more about the body and mind, you know, in the healing modalities. So I really was pursuing the law of attraction. And through that, I was drawn to EFT, NLP, neurolinguistic programming. And also, I'm actually going through clinical hypnosis right now. And it has been a passion. My biggest passion is helping people achieve optimal health. And
Can you just very briefly explain what EFT is, because many of the listeners may not know?
Sure. EFT is Emotional Freedom Technique. It's also referred to as energy psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's about is we're inundated with negative thoughts and beliefs. And these thoughts and beliefs get stuck in our bodies. So EFT is a way to release those negative charges, allowing a person to move forward and for healing to occur.
Sounds good. And also, can you just briefly explain what neuro-linguistics programming is?
Yes, neuro-linguistic programming is it's another healing modality that allows a person to reprogram their brain. You know, so many people get stuck in those, as I say, those negative thoughts and negative beliefs. You know, I can't do this, or I'm not good enough for this, or I'll never have this. And it really just, you know, just goes on and on. And neuro-linguistic program helps to overcome fears, helps to overcome, you know, the negative beliefs by reprogramming the brain.
So you've done a lot of work in the healing modalities on your body, healing your body, and it sounds like also healing your mind. And now what you seem to be focusing on is not just your body, but your whole environment, your home. So tell us a little bit about what you mean by a wellness home. What is that?
Well, a wellness home is much like a greenhouse. You know, when you put a plant in a greenhouse, the plant thrives. You know, it has the right water, the right amount of water, the right temperature, and it just, you know, nature just allows it to thrive. And with a wellness home, our bodies are placed in an environment where the body can thrive. And that's actually through water we drink, the sleep we get, the nutrition we obtain, the air we breathe. It's all about bringing the body back to that natural function that we were designed to have.
Okay, so you've talked about these five different vital elements: air, water, sleep, nutrition, and another one that you had mentioned to me that I didn't hear you mention yet, income or finances. So how do each of these factors play into creating a wellness home? What would have to happen with each one of those?
Right. Well, it's all about bringing balance back into a person's life. Okay. Now, along with the five elements, it correlates with the five pillars of health, which is having a healthy body, mind, family, society, and finances. Okay. And when a person is in balance, then all five areas are in balance. But, you know, let's take the body. You know, when a person gets ill, that affects their mind, that affects their income, and it affects the family. So you see, it's just a downward spiral that when one thing's affected, everything else suffers.
Mm-hmm.
So it is truly about bringing balance back into a person's life.
So how can you create an environment, a home that helps, you know, maybe talk about it for each part? What can be done?
Right. Well, you know, being a massage therapist, you know, it's very crucial to me that we are properly hydrated. And that's a huge factor nowadays is water. And most water is not really cut out to what it says, you know, especially on labels. Most water is acidic, contaminated, you know, polluted water. So it's very, very important to bring pure, refreshing, revitalized water, water that's energized, that, you know, hydrates the cells, so that we are properly hydrated. And another area is air. You know, most people, you know, we breathe daily and we take it for granted, in my opinion. We take it for granted because it's just there. We don't even mm-hmm. think about air. But the homes, the air in our homes can actually be 90% worse than a lot of the air outside. And that's just due to the carpets, pets, you know, the paint. All of that plays a factor in the air that we breathe in.
And not to mention, I live in Florida, so many, many homes have mold and mildew. That's a huge
right.
factor here in warm, muggy weather.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the air that we breathe is very vital. You know, and if you think about it, how long can we go without air?
Not very long. There are some yogis that can stretch it out and stay a little longer without taking a
right.
breath.
Right.
But not too
right.
long.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been told maybe 6 minutes. I don't know if
right.
I can last that long. But
I think they've been able to last like 20 minutes or a half hour by really doing exercise to be able to, you know, not breathe. But sooner or
right.
later you have to breathe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you know, we have to breathe. So why not breathe the most optimal air? Yeah. You know? And that is pretty critical for our health and well-being. And the air that I actually recommend has a 5-stage filtration, that with the last stage being a HEPA filter.
Mm-hmm.
And what HEPA is, it stands for high efficiency particulate air. And by government standards, a HEPA air filter, it must remove about 99.97% of all particles greater than 0.3 micrometers. And that's pretty small, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the air that I breathe actually contains that HEPA filter. And it actually not only attracts, you know, your dust and particles, but it gives off negative ions. Now, negative ions are much like the vitamins in the air that we breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, after a good rain, you know that smell? I mean, it's just
right.
so refreshing. And that's the negative ions in the air. So this actually emits those ions. So very, very important to breathe. And so that covers the air and water. You know, sleep is a major, major factor. And most people don't get good sleep. There's actually the National Sleep Foundation actually shows that 70 million Americans are affected by sleep problems. And 40 million are actually affected by chronic sleep issues. Yeah.
Right,
so
that's true.
Getting a good night's sleep is very, very important for the body to function properly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so, you know, many people go to sleep. They go to bed, they go to sleep. But again, I feel that they take that for granted because not all mattresses, not all beds are created equal. And what I've come to learn through my energy techniques is that things like springs and coils can actually drain a body of energy. You know, it collects electricity. So it's not really good to sleep on. Not really good to sleep on.
And most of us sleep on springs and coils.
Yeah, it's true. You know, that's something else I do, you know, with you know, my patients, my clients. You know, I'm always asking them, do they drink water? And also I ask them about their sleep. You know, most people, they tell me they get good sleep, but, you know, if someone gets more than 8 hours of sleep, or if
mm-hmm.
they wake up and they're just tired and they can't really function during the day, and they have to have
yeah.
these energy drinks to keep them going, they're really not getting into that deep, deep quality sleep.
Right.
And that's what we're all aiming for, is to get that deep, restorative sleep.
And so, what do you recommend to help people to sleep better?
Well, I actually sleep on technology that's from the Earth and Sun. Now, this technology, have you heard of magnetism?
Yes, of course.
Okay, great. Well, this is actually, the wellness home is made up of three technologies, magnetism, or infrared, and negative ions. And I actually sleep on this technology, and it really allows my body to get into that deep, restorative sleep.
But does it give way? Is there any softness so that it, shapes to the curve of your body when you're sleeping?
Well, it's not really like your the Tempur-Pedic. I mean, as far as the curvature, how you conform to mattresses or any of those that conform to mattresses. However, it's something that goes on top of your existing mattress.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand. Yes.
Okay, yes, it goes on top of the existing mattress, and if a person is sleeping on springs and coils, it will actually block springs and coils, okay, so that your magnetic field is not being blocked, so that you can get into that deep restorative sleep.
Okay. So it's balancing your body's, I guess, magnetic energy while you're sleeping.
Right. The wellness home, these technologies, when we talk about magnets, not all magnets are created equal, okay? So I really encourage people to do their due diligence with their research, because you want to have the right magnet on the body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be the right polarity and the right gauss strength. So it's very, very important. But with the magnetic technology, what it does is it allows the body to relax. And when the body's relaxed, you get more oxygen into your muscles. Okay, your muscles and
mm-hmm.
tissues get more oxygen. And when there's more oxygen, the body just does what it normally is meant to do. And
right. And
that facilitates healing.
Hmm.
So it's an amazing, amazing concept. Yes. And what we don't realize is that daily, we are bombarded daily by cell phones, computers, even turning the light switch on and off, the cars that we drive, concretes that we walk on, it all drains us of energy. So the magnetic technology is about protecting the body from all this electromagnetic pollution. It's like bringing nature back into our urban living.
That sounds good to me.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm also realizing that there are some more areas that you talked about. Nutrition. How do you deal with nutrition, or how do you help a person's nutrition?
Right. Well, when we talk about nutrition, we can talk about organic and all the healthful foods. But I specifically talk about how our soils are so depleted. We just don't get what we used to get in the olden days,
mm-hmm.
because the soils are depleted, right? We don't get the minerals that we need. So it's very, very important to supplement, okay? And that's something else. There's a lot of supplementation out there, but you want to be very, very cautious with what you just take, because you want whole food, organic supplementation versus synthetic.
Right.
Okay. So yes, I help educate people on taking the best supplements for their body that will help to balance their pH. And the pH level in our body, is acidic. We have the acidic and alkaline, and most people are verging toward the acidic line. And the more acidic our body is, the more our bodies break down, the more we get symptoms, fatigue, et cetera. But the more that our body is in the alkaline state, the body is functioning more optimally to do what it needs to do. We have the energy that we need to function. And, of course, the other element, which is income. That's
right,
actually
that's important.
That's actually a
nowadays
huge
it's really
element.
Important.
Right. Yeah, it's a very huge element because just like all the other elements, you know, if one of them's out of balance, you know, they're all going to be out of balance. So keeping the income in balance is very crucial to maintain the rest of your health.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like what Zig Ziglar says. He says that, you know, money's not everything, but it ranks right up there with oxygen.
Right. I have a different statement from a friend of mine that you don't need money to win somebody's love, but you need money to pay for the first date.
That's funny. It's so true.
Right. So you need money. We all need it. Some amount of it.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So those are the five elements. And again, five elements are the air, water, sleep, nutrition, and income. And it's just about finding the balance to be able to create that that well-being within ourselves.
Okay, you also mentioned something called the five pillars of health. Some of it's similar, healthy mind, body, family, but you mentioned family and society, additional factors. So maybe say a word or two about that.
Family, society, right. Well, you know, most people, you know, they work so much, right?
Yeah.
You know, they think their health is pretty good. You know, they might be young and their health's pretty good. Well, their mind, it's going good. But they're working 80 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they really, the time they get home from work, they really don't have time to be with their family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the family can actually suffer because of that, you know. It's like, you know, working 80 hours a week to make that income, which is vital. But family suffering. Okay. And then society, a little bit similar. You know, society is not just our neighbors, but it's being able to give back, being able to contribute to society.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, then we go back to the finances, you know. It's not always contributing money-wise, but it's a very important factor.
And when you're financially comfortable and you feel like you have enough, you feel it's a little easier to contribute back in some way.
Absolutely.
Than when you're just barely making it and working so hard. All right, so I have a question that it sounds as if most of this that you're talking about is coming from a particular company, Nikken Industry. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you found them, how you got involved with them, what they have to offer.
Right, yes. Well, actually, when I was actually going through my illness, I was introduced to Nikken. Nikken is a total wellness company. It's been around for 35 years, actually more like 38 now. And it's the only total wellness company in North America. It started in Japan and was brought to the United States in 1989. And the whole philosophy with Nikken is bringing wellness back into the home.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that they have is called Humans Being More. Now, what Humans Being More is just what it says. It's all about helping people to be more, to be a better individual. And, of course, it all starts with us. I mean, you know, you've heard the saying, you can't give what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about you as a person developing into the person you want to be. Then you can be more to others and help others to be more.
So true.
You know, so it's a very amazing concept, and one thing that
so how has it helped How has it helped you, like personally and professionally?
Well, it's helped me to get my health back, one thing. Being introduced to the Wellness Home, I was just really totally blown away that just drinking proper, just drinking clean, refreshing, revitalized water, water that actually hydrates the cells, helped to actually change my health, turn my health around. And, and when I was sleeping good and my body was starting to function properly, I was passionate. I just couldn't help keep it a secret, There's a Chinese saying that when you've been given a gift, you're morally obligated to share it with others.
Mm.
And I love that saying because it's just an amazing saying because, we are morally obligated to share. And I can't think of anything better to share than wellness.
No, without your health, even if you have a lot of money, you don't have anything.
That's absolutely true.
Like Steve Jobs has shown us that. He certainly had money. But without your health, doesn't mean anything.
Absolutely.
So how do you incorporate this Nikkan technology with your massage therapy? Does it work together in any way?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I actually utilize technology on my massage table. And so it really does help my clients relax.
Wow.
And I've really noticed a huge difference, with my clients, noticing how they feel different coming to me versus, other massages that they've gotten in the past. That's a very, very amazing thing. Of course, I have the air going, and I give them the water. And, very, very important.
So they have a real, true healing experience when they come to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not just to loosen up the muscles and just walk out feeling a little bit better.
Right. And that's one thing that when I talk to other health professionals, we consider ourselves as healers.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's massage therapy, chiropractic, acupuncture, whatever it may be, we are there to help the person. We don't heal, but we help to facilitate the healing. And the magnets actually are the same thing. They don't heal, but they help facilitate the body to actually put the body in the optimal environment where the body is going to heal itself. Like if a person goes to the doctor with a broken arm, I love using this example. The doctor, he puts it in a cast. But that's all he does. He does.
Right, he doesn't do the healing. They give you medication to alleviate the pain, but they don't do the healing. Your body does the healing. Well, we're kind of running a little bit out of time, not too much time left. So is there anything you recommend for our listeners that they can do now to create a healthy home environment?
Well, absolutely. I can't think of a better time to create a healthy home environment. It's right here at the holidays, to me, what better gift to give than the gift of wellness? I really encourage the listeners to go to my website and just
so
to
state
navigate.
Your website.
My website is www.wellnessandwell4life.com.
Well, great. Sonia, thank you so much for sharing all this information about creating a wellness home and being well in your life. On our next show, I will be speaking with Neil Gribling, founder of the Encores Program and Future Design Studio Incorporated, offering organic and holistic approaches to individuals seeking fulfillment and meaning in their lives. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report, How to Live to 100. Get a copy of the newly released book, Adventures in Manifesting, at createhealingandlovenow.com/manifesting.htm or schedule a coaching or counseling appointment at drericawellness.com.